Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This is LaVon Eblen and we're visiting with Laura Rossell from Lewis. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
You're going to have a busy, busy day. Well, you're busy a lot, but tomorrow you're going to have a especially busy day at Lewis Day Festival. That's happening Saturday the 22nd. I want to start off, Laura, with some things that will kind of be going on most of the day. So I understand you have some crafters and vendors that are going to be there most of the day.
They'll be set up in the community building, and they'll start at 9 a.m., and they'll go to 3, and all kinds of different things there, really. There's anything from kids' toys to and books to adult jewelry to homemade crafts, and they'll be in the air conditioning, and that's also where our restrooms are, so come in and check them out.
A pretty important place.
Right.
It? Yes. Now, what about kids' activities? I assume they're going on for a while.
Yes, they'll start a little bit after lunch, around noon, and we have tractor pulls, and we have pony rides and barrel train rides, face painting, sidewalk art show, which we're not going to do much with. It's just a thing for the younger kids to really do. And, you know, if anybody else wants to come in and show off their artistic, they can do that. It's just all over in the park. We're going to set sidewalk chalk.
Okay.
And some Rock'em Sock'em robots and the penny toss.
All right. Some great things for kids to do and keep them busy while all the stuff is going on. Now, there's another item that I understand kind of starts with a parade and goes through the day. Pirates of Tortuga. Tell me about the Pirates of Tortuga.
Yes, we're very excited about them. They were fun. We had them a couple years ago. They're going to do a full show this time, and it should last well over an hour, I would say. They're going to do it in the downtown park. They're from Omaha. They've done riverboat shows and for Lancer games, halftime, stuff like that. They work with the crowd. They're funny. They're a good time.
But they're going to be there for the parade?
They'll start in the parade, and then they're there all day long, and they have all kinds of things that they interact with the crowd throughout the day.
All right. So that'll be a fun thing to do. And I guess you can even throw somebody in jail if you want to do that. So that's fun that they've somehow they've developed that technique in order to involve people in it and make it everybody happy, I guess.
Yeah, we had a really good time with it.
Well, that says they're good when you have them come back.
Yes.
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 Okay. Now, I want to start back in the morning. Let's kind of go through the schedule. First thing that happens in the morning is?
Sunrise Off-Road Race. It starts at 8 o'clock. This year, we're going to change the route a little bit. We're going to start on the other side of the Lewis Cold Springs gate. And then that'll go through the Lewis Walk to the Rock Cuts. And then we're going to run up the back path to the gate on the other side, and then it goes up through town a little bit. It's 3K. It was advertised as a 5K in the beginning, but we have switched it to 3K.
Just show up at Cold Springs.
Show up at Cold Springs a little before 8.
All right. Very good. Now, let's kind of talk about food in general, because you have food starting at 8 o'clock, but I'm guessing that you have different food all day long.
For the racers, we have bananas, oranges, and bagels, and some Gatorades and water for after the race. And then for food, it really starts after the parade. The firemen are going to have their lunch. So they put on a really good grilled food lunch. They do hamburgers and hot dogs, and there's also going to be beverages and sides. And ice cream is also available, homemade ice cream. And that's Karen Hunter that's going to be doing that.
Oh, well, that means there might be some berries in it.
Yes.
Maybe.
Extremely good ones. Yes. So definitely stop in for lunch.
Okay, let's talk a little more about the parade.
The parade will start at 10:30 if you're interested in coming. It will start at the Lewis School. So you can line up anytime you really want after 9 o'clock. If you want to be there and be at the front of the parade, get there early. If you don't care, then just come in. We'll put you somewhere.
Okay, and we've already mentioned the pirates are going to be in the parade. Now, where does this bicycle thing come in? Is it part of the parade, or is it kind of follow the parade?
That's kind of just when Dwayne decides to get on that and ride.
Well, you know, I don't know that you can go anywhere else except Lewis to see the biggest bicycle in the world and see somebody ride it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
He's brave.
Very.
Isn't he? Well, and he should know how it works because, of course, he built it. So that's the second annual riding of the world's largest parade. Now, what about, you've mentioned that the regular parade starts at the community center. Do you have something special for kids? in the parade, or they just
they can show up at about 10:15, and you can start at the west end of Main Street. There is where they'll start, where the old library used to be, and they can just walk before the big parade, and they can come and they can come with their bicycles. They can walk. They can dress up. They can do whatever they want. We provide things for them to throw out to the crowd.
Okay. Well, it's great. You've got family activity. Everybody can be involved here and be a part of the whole experience of the Lewis Day Festival, which is happening Saturday, June 22nd. And we're visiting to Laura Rossell about this. Now, there's something I see on your list that doesn't happen everywhere anymore, and that's the horseshoe tournament. That's an old-fashioned thing.
Yes, they do it every year for Lewis Days. We usually have a pretty good turnout. Dean Orsted from Griswold and Randy Bates put that on. And then they have a entrance fee, and then that goes in, and we, the committee in Lewis Days, add some money to it. So whoever wins, I think they do up to third place. So there's some money back, and it's nice and shady there. There's restrooms right by it. And
in the park.
In the park.
Okay. And what time do people need to show up for that?
I would say 12:30 to get registered, and it's on the west end of the park.
Okay. So if you haven't had an opportunity to do the horseshoes or even to watch horseshoes, which some people don't get real excited about, but I think if you can get real enthusiastic about that and like, oh, you know, it's just close and that doesn't count too much. A little bit, but not too much. Okay, now we've talked a little bit about food. You mentioned the firemen, but that's kind of special that the firemen are doing this noon meal.
Yeah, they started getting involved with this last year when they put up their new fireman's building. Very nice, very new, and wanted to open it up and show it off to people and let them know that, you know, they're there and enjoy being there. And
okay, and that's a free will donation?
That is free will donation. Okay.
So a great opportunity to have some good food there. And then your evening meal, you have a great opportunity for some good food there too.
Yes, we have a smoked meat supper. We usually do briskets, and there's pork and beef, and Dwayne Wyrick will be doing those this year. And then we also offer plenty of sides and homemade ice cream with cake.
All right. Wow.
And at that time will be the raffle drawing, and two raffle drawings. One of them is put on by the Lewis Community Improvement, and they're raffling $1 for a raffle ticket or 6 for $5, and that's to support the Market Square Park. They're trying to get some new playground equipment for the kids there. It's really outdated. And what you will win is a Huntington Rebel 4-burner gas grill. It's a really nice grill purchased at Robinson's, a $250 grill. So we're hoping people show up, and that should be available for raffle tickets all day long in the community building.
Okay.
And then we also have a really nice 3-piece bistro set that
Kappels
in Atlantic here donated. So we were very thankful for that.
So if you don't have those raffle tickets, you can probably purchase them all day long at the festival.
Yes, in the community building.
But remember, the raffle drawing is at 6:30, so you got to have your tickets purchased before then.
By 6:30, and there is no need to be present to win.
Okay. Then you're kind of, you've got two things kind of topping off the day. The music is one of the kind of ending features.
It is the Lariats this year, and they're going to be right down in front of Dwayne Wyrick's Wyrick Welding Plus store. And then a lot of people, mostly everybody, sits up across the street there in the parking lot of the elementary in Lewis there. Mm-hmm. Bring a blanket, sit on your tailgate, and there'll be free popcorn. The music will be there, and then at dark, we will have an extremely wonderful fireworks show. And that's because we have great donators. We had Sid Rozelle, Friend Farms, Conn Brothers, Griswold Telephone Company, Henningsen Construction, Snyder and Associates, Erickson Backo, and Wyrick Welding Plus. And thanks to them, we're going to have a great fireworks show.
What fun. What a fun way to end the evening with all the oohs and ahs when the fireworks go off.
Yes.
Yes. So we want to thank you very much, Laura Rozelle, for bringing us up to date on all the things that are happening Saturday, that's tomorrow, at Lewis.
Thank you.
Don't miss it.
Yes.
All right. Till next time, here's the thought. The real opportunity for success lies within the person and not in the job.